Hope everybody's having a good week. My name's Ryan, and you're listening to the Daily Learn Devo.
So I was just looking at the bag I carry to work. It's a, I don't know, like a teacher's bag. I don't know what it technically is, but I really like it. And on the strap, there are four pins. Two Pokemon pins, Jirachi and Snorlax. A superhero pin, I believe it's a Black Panther pin. And a Star Wars pin. It's a Sabine Wren from Rebels. It's a pin that's got her helmet on it. In the closet next to me are a handful of other Star Wars pins. I want to say there's a Totodile Pokemon pin somewhere around here. I want more pins, though. I want to put more pins on the bag. I think they're an interesting thing. Pins and t-shirts and hats, masks for the pandemic, any of the above, that I have, almost all of them have something nerdy on them. Something that expresses the things I love. I'm looking at two of my masks right now. One of them is Mario, and the other is Pokemon. I like showing those things to people because it tells them about me. But I think it's just one of those things they see, and it just makes, I think it makes people smile. They, oh, hey, he likes Pokemon. Oh, that's cool. Oh, hey, he likes Star Wars. Love Star Wars. I like having those little moments where you connect with people. And it starts a conversation. Oh, you like Star Wars. Oh, I love Pokemon. Oh, hey, do you play Pokemon Go? Those little moments that we get to interact with people that we don't know, we may never see again, may never speak to again, but they get to know a little bit about us, and we get to brighten a moment for them. I think as Christians, those moments are important. We need to take advantage of the chances God gives, not only for us to speak into people's lives, on a spiritual level, be they Christian or otherwise, speaking to the moments they're in, if life's going well or it's not. But most importantly, just the moments we have to brighten someone's day. It doesn't matter whether they know you're a Christian or not. If you make them smile, if you make them laugh, if you do something positive and appropriate that brightens their day, we don't get a lot of that some days. Especially in the time we live in. Our world is hard. A lot of what's going on around us is difficult and bad, frankly. So if you have opportunities to brighten other people's day, take them. Take advantage of those opportunities to speak into people's lives, even if it's just something as simple as them seeing that they share something in common with you. And you talk about that thing for a couple minutes. Even just that can be very big for where someone is in a moment. Take advantage of those chances. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast and or come hang out with us on the Facebook page over the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, God made you special. And he loves you very much.